Kaepernick steps up, will try and run to pick it up. He's got a touchdown.
On the move, up in the air. It's caught by Johnson. Touchdown, Houston. What a play.
I'm Colin Lapp.
And you're listening to
Press Coverage, B2's own American football podcast.
Hello and welcome to a brand new season for the Press Coverage on V2 podcast. It's been a while since our last year. It's also been a while since we saw any American football action. But with the draft literally, well, it's not right around the corner just yet. It's still a couple of months away, but it'll be here before we know it. We are back, as ever, with an array of top guests, and that will start tonight with a great interview with Brandon Coleman, the former Rutgers receiver, coming up for you very soon. But first of all, I'll just welcome back to the podcast my rather esteemed co-host, Mr. Colin Lament. Colin, how's it going?
Yeah, really good. Really exciting with the draft approaching, and also free agency right now. With college football and the NFL off our screens for a while, I guess it's nice to just have some talking points at the moment.
It certainly is. So obviously you mentioned free agency there, the draft just around the corner. Those are all going to be things that we're going to be talking about next week certainly, and the week after, and the months after that as well. But just want to ask you just now, have you got over the fact that Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl yet?
I don't think I'll ever really go over it, simply because, you know, you're going to have to deal with the hype, which in some ways I like that as a 49ers fan, because it seems to be Super Bowl winner struggle the next year. But yeah, I was sad at the time, but overall we'll be in salary cap hell soon, so I'm not too worried.
Great banter indeed. So that is pretty much it from us for this evening, because as I said, we've got a featured interview for you tonight, and it's a great chat with a guy who really could go anywhere in this draft, maybe a real talented wide receiver, and it is Brandon Coleman, formerly of Rutgers, who's just literally completed his pro day a couple of days ago. So an interesting time to speak to him indeed, and that is just what we did, and you can hear it right now. So here we are chatting to Brandon Coleman a little earlier on. Brandon Coleman, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. So I guess the first place to start is for me to ask you how you're feeling injury-wise. Obviously, pretty much a year ago at this time, you suffered a knee injury that kept you out for a while. But now you've got through the pro day, you've got through the combine. Is Brandon Coleman now back to 100% fit?
Yeah, like you said, I did have a rough season this past season, battling with the knee injury, and I wasn't as healthy as I was the season before. So that was a little challenge that I had to deal with this year, but you know, I took some time off and trained and got my health better, and I'm back to the normal performance.
Just how much harder did you have to train after that injury to make sure you got back to where you were before?
I spent a lot of time working out, you know, trying to, you know, get my health back, and just focus on the little things and trying to get my confidence back.
Yeah, now obviously that was a year ago. We're obviously looking ahead now for you as well. Why did you decide the time was right to forgo your final year of eligibility at Rutgers and enter the NFL draft this year?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the season, I'm looking back at it and looking over my career, my 4 years that I did at Rutgers, and I felt as though that I emptied the tank. I felt as though I gave them everything I could give them in the time that I was there. And I thought that I was ready to move on to the next level.
And was there any part of you that was maybe a little bit tempted to stick it out at Rutgers for one final year, or did you always have it in your mind that you wanted to go to the draft?
It just happened gradually. I feel like over time I got my confidence was continuing to grow in myself, and that's pretty all I needed was for me to have confidence in myself, and I felt like I can perform and excel at the next level.
Yeah, and Brandon, obviously, one of the sort of standout aspects of this year's draft class is the depth at wide receiver. I don't think there's been a deeper wide receiver class in quite a few years. Does that kind of competition drive you to do better at the combine and overall in preparation for the draft?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the largest wide receiver classes, and that, like you said, that does draw out some fire within me to try to prove myself to these teams and to the general manager that I'm the best fit for their team. But at the same time, everybody likes to compete.
Yeah, and obviously, one of the differences, when you look at the top of the draft, I think there's a few big wide receivers, but I suppose you're one of the biggest guys in the draft class at the receiver position. When you look around the NFL and you see Calvin Johnson, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, guys like that, do you think you can have a similar impact?
Yeah, do I think that those guys do a great job of paving the way and trying to, set a standard for other big receivers coming to the league like myself.
Now, obviously, it's just been, I think, 2 days since you took part in your pro day. The combine was obviously a few weeks before that. Do you just want to tell us how the pro day went for yourself?
Yeah, I thought the pro day went good for me. All I did was run some routes and do some position drills. I thought I had a good showing, and I felt healthy, like I did when I was at the combine.
Yeah, and at the combine, it has to be said, you are mightily impressive indeed. Your draft stock's even risen since then. You put up an impressive 4.56 40-yard dash time. How did you feel the combine went? Did it go as you hoped, or was it even better than you maybe hoped?
Yeah, I think the combine was a great opportunity for me to showcase myself and my talents and to answer any questions that I had about my knee injury and where my health was at. And I think I did a good job of performing on the field and in the interviews as well.
And do you maybe think that you are maybe under a little bit more pressure than maybe some others at the combine to show what you could do because you've just come off the back of that injury?
I think my situation is rather unique. Like you said, I'm coming off an injury and the season before that was my breakout year, and a lot of people think that I should have came out last year. And I wouldn't be dealing with the questions that I had to be dealing with now. But, everything happens for a reason. I've gotten better from it, and I've learned everybody's faced adversity, and I think I've overcome it. And I think that's just prepared me for the situation even more. And I'm not putting pressure. I just feel that I feel confident within myself to just go out there and do what I know I'm capable of doing.
Yeah, and in terms of the combine experience and your time at the pro day, I mean, how different an experience were they compared to each other? And is the pro day maybe a little bit more a relaxed affair all round than the combine?
Yeah, most definitely. I think the combine is, since that's the first one, I think, and it was a lifetime experience, that was very nerve-wracking. I was a lot of anxiety leading up to that event. Just because the whole thing is a big interview, the whole thing is a job interview, and you're in a situation you're not comfortable with, and in an environment that you're not used to, you're around players that you don't know, and you just gotta go out there and perform. But when you're at pro day, I think that all the nerves and the anxiety is no longer there, mainly because you're at your school, you're around your teammates, and you're comfortable. You're at your practice field. You're comfortable in that environment. So that shows, that's the biggest difference right there between the two.
Yeah, and Brandon, obviously you won't want to talk about your old teammates too much, but it does seem like you suffered sometimes from inconsistency at quarterback. When you played at Rutgers, did you ever, get annoyed that you weren't getting the ball enough?
It's kind of hard to separate that, but at the same time, I think that we did struggle this past year with the offense. You know, we did have go back and forth with quarterbacks this season. So we like you said, we were inconsistent there. But it did not, you know, frustrate me or annoy me. I just knew that I could only, you know, do my part and do what I could to the team. You know, I couldn't worry about, you know, what the quarterback was going to play. You know, I just totally different role, and the quarterback is probably one of the hardest teams on the team. So they had a lot of pressure. So I'm talking about that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the combine being sort of like a big job interview. It's your first chance to, you know, in great detail to speak to members from all different teams. How did you find that process? Did you enjoy speaking to the scouts and, you know, the members of the different NFL teams?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed that a lot. I think that's my biggest aspect would be in the interview process and get, let the team get to know me on a personal level. Outside the film room, you get to know me, you know, my character and things like that, because that's what I can bring myself there. I think that, you know, I separate myself there in that aspect only because, and I can bring a lot to the table into the locker room in a positive manner. You know, being a former team captain, I think I have a lot of leadership abilities and qualities that can, you know, help, you know, help the locker room that I will be joining in a few months.
Yeah, and throughout the combine and the pro day, and I guess every little bit of time in between, do you think any teams in particular have shown quite an interest in you? Any guys that have scouted you a lot?
So far, I think it's still kind of early to, you know, to look to get into what team are interested in me a lot. I think, you know, still over a month and a half of time left. I still got a few teams that are pro day that's still taking place from around the country. So I think, you know, it's still kind of early to see some of what kind of initial interest I got.
Yeah, and I've just got a few more questions about your time in college football before we talk a bit more about the draft, etc. Okay. But you mentioned a minute ago that you could really only do your part, as you said, when you were playing in the team. But how do you look back at your time at Rutgers in general? You go down as the second highest touchdown scorer in school history. You must be pretty happy with that. So are you happy in general with what you achieved during your time at Rutgers?
Yeah, I mean, when I got to Rutgers as a freshman, I really didn't have career goals set like the ones that I left Rutgers with. So I'm very, very satisfied with the ones that I've been with, because I know that there was a lot of hard work put into those, a lot of long nights, and a lot of preparation that went into that. So I'm proud of what, you know, I was able to show on the field, and I'm just going to do that to move, to elevate my game even further.
And in terms of your own game last season, do you think your style of play or your overall game changed at all last year? Did you maybe become a slightly different type of receiver in any way? And if so, what sort of changes did we see in Brandon Coleman?
Yeah, my style of play changed in the last 2 years. 2012, I was obviously more of a deeper, dynamic receiver. And 2013, I was more of an intermediate guy because of the lack of time that I had in the past season. I wasn't interested in it. I think that helped me increase my whole game and be a well-rounded receiver.
And just the last question I have about Rutgers, and it's more in terms of the teammates there. I mean, in terms of the future next season, looking ahead, are there any players, perhaps maybe even in your own position at wide receiver, that we maybe haven't seen an awful lot of yet that you expect to have a breakout year next year, somebody that might make a name for themselves?
Yeah, I'm excited for a lot of the young guys that are coming up, you know, behind me and entering into a new conference. You got guys like Deontay Carew, who made a name for himself last season, and also guys like Ruhan Field, Carlton Agassi, and Andre Patton. Those guys, I expect those guys to really step up and have a great season.
Yeah, and obviously with the draft, I guess it's not too far away, but as you say, there's plenty of time to make you help yourself stand a bit more. It is a very deep wide receiver class, so how can you make yourself stand out? What do you plan on doing to raise your draft stock even further than what you have done already from your performances at the combine and your pro day?
I think that's a great question. I think with the fact that this class is so at a receiver position, I want to say that for me to stand, for me to continue to separate myself in this class, I think that I need to continue to be myself on and off the field, man. Just continue to show to the scouts and show to the general managers and owners and head coaches that, you know, I'm that guy because they can trust me because I'm, you know, intelligent and I can get on the field for them. I can learn a playbook and take the time to prepare and take care of my body and just, I'm an overall team player, whatever they need me to do, whether it's special teams or anything.
Yeah, and the NFL, obviously, in fact, I've seen throughout the last few days of free agency, we've seen that the two positions that are most coveted are wide receivers and corners, simply because the NFL is such a big passing league. So do you think you're entering the NFL at the perfect time for your position?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a great time for receivers and corners throughout the league because, you know, everybody is also competing. And all the receivers are getting shuffled around. And corners are getting shuffled around. And this is going to make for, I think, for a better league and puts me in a good position as well.
And I personally just have a couple more questions for you about the draft. And the first one is, how do you expect to spend your time while the draft is actually ongoing itself from the 8th to the 10th of May? Will you be spending at home watching with friends and family waiting for your name to be called?
Yeah, I'd probably stay low key and just spend it with my intermediate family and friends and just kind of just watch it by the TV just like I do all other years. And hopefully I get that phone call.
Yeah, you mentioned there that you've watched it in previous years. Is it going to be quite surreal to see your own name on that screen at some point?
Yeah, I think you said it best. It's going to be very surreal. And I might be speechless for a little bit just to try to take it all in.
Yeah.
That moment.
And what do you think your overriding emotions will be when your name is called? I mean, will it be relief or a feeling of great achievement that all that hard work you've put in has finally paid off? You mentioned to get that moment just there. Or will it be a sort of mixture of all kinds of emotions just coming together?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a mix of emotions. Just because I'm not going to be by myself, like I said, I'm going to be with my family, so they're going to be extra emotional. And I think for me, like I said, it's going to be like a big burden above my shoulders and just like also the fact that, you know, the hard work does pay off. But, you know, for me, it's like, then that's got reality going to sink in like a couple of hours where I right, now trying to get back to work again.
Yeah, and I only have one last question, Brandon. As hopefully you'll imagine or understand with us talking to you, the NFL is getting bigger and bigger here in the UK, and this year there are actually six teams coming. Is that something you'd be interested in? If you get drafted by a team that plays in the UK, is that something that would excite you?
Oh yeah, travel the world, that's exciting. I mean, growing up, you know, you hear about all these different places across the country, and then the UK is one of the most, you know, well-known places with Torres Gold, and especially from America going over there, I think that would be wonderful for me.
Well, Brandon, hopefully maybe you will get drafted one of those six teams and we'll get to see you with our own eyes in London at some point. But listen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this evening and we wish you the absolute best of luck in the coming months and hope to see you get a great result in the draft. Okay, so that was a great chat indeed with Brandon Coleman there, a really ambitious guy, I think you'll agree, and we obviously wish him all the best as he looks ahead to the 2014 draft. Now, Brandon is just the first of many players that we'll be chatting to in the coming weeks. Also, last year we spoke to the likes of David Amerson, Brad Sorensen, Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen's gone on to all sorts of good things in the NFL since we spoke to him. Not taking credit there, but you know, you never know. If he hadn't spoken to us, where would he be just now? You never know. But as I said, these are three guys that obviously got drafted. They're in the NFL now, and we'll be doing the same this year, chatting to loads more of the top draft prospects. Maybe a few guys that, you know, maybe you don't know too much about yet that are going to be unearthed and could become real hidden gems. So, a lot to look forward to indeed, Colin.
Yeah, definitely. As you say, the draft, it's not an exact science, so sometimes we could speak to maybe better known prospects, but as we've seen last year, there's a few guys that were undrafted, and yet we still stuck on NFL rosters. Nickell Robey, we spoke to Nickell Robey, and look at how he's performed for the Bills. You know, undersized, apparently not valued that heavily by anyone, and yet he looks a bit of a star in the making. So yeah, I mean, it's exciting all around.
Exciting times indeed. So thanks, Colin, for your input this evening, as always.
No problem.
So, as usual, you can find us on Twitter at PressCoverageV2. It's obviously been a bit quiet because the game has been quiet, but obviously now that the free agency has well and truly kicked off, as it always does, the draft is picking up momentum and we'll be here before we know it. As I said earlier, we'll be a bit more active on there, of course. You can follow Colin at CLamentSport, and my goodness, has his number of followers risen since we last did the show. It's been incredible. I mean, almost quite suspect to a degree, but you know, he's risen in the world, and his tally follows matches that. I'm just, you know, humble in my wee 178. Find me at Jonathan J. Moore if you really want to be insulted with your eyes with absolute nonsense I put up there. But in general, we're certainly excited about the coming months. The season will be here before we know it as well. It's hard to believe that that's 13 months since we had our first podcast. 13 months, but here we go, we're still here. I would say going strong, but we're not going strong, we're just here, as always. I'm always just here, I still don't know why, but waffle aside, follow us on Twitter, please do. Keep checking in at v2journal.com, a lot of good stuff on there. The usual podcast banter is continuing on there, wrestling, boxing, football has gone on leaps and bounds as well on there, so make sure you give those a listen. We will be back same time, well maybe not same time, but we'll certainly be back next week with an in-depth look at some of the big movers and shakers as far as the free agency goes. But a big thanks again to Brandon Coleman, a big thanks to Colin, and it's goodbye from me as well, and we will see you right here next time, v2journal.com. Check it out. Good evening.
Touchdown!